The Kenai Peninsula hosts 300 bird species, and spring is a great time to see and hear them.
I did want to show you this, just a couple of interesting ones that you can bird by ear, and they're pretty easy if you're just starting to learn the sounds. Okay, that's a call of Wilson's snipe. They usually make it when they're standing on the ground or standing on a low perch.
That's George Kirsch giving a presentation on birds of the Kenai Peninsula Thursday night at the Soldotna Library. Kirsch retired from a 30-year career with the Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, where he put his master's degree in zoology to good use. Nowadays, he and his wife Bev are avid birders in Soldotna, where they moved in 2010.
It's a sound they make, but not exactly a vocalization. Okay, that's the winnowing, and they make that sound by spreading their tail feathers, and that's the wind when they're flying, vibrating the two outer tail feathers on each side of the tail. So that's winnowing.
Kirsch's presentation was the kickoff of Wildlife Thursdays, a monthly series of presentations offered by the Alaska Wildlife Alliance. The Alliance is a statewide group headquartered in Anchorage that is now expanding programming to the Kenai Peninsula. This is Nicole Schmidt, Director of Programs and Development for the Alliance.
The Alaska Wildlife Alliance, as a quick background, is founded in 1978 by Alaskans with the mission of promoting ecosystem-based management, wildlife management that is ethically and scientifically founded.
Schmidt says the Alliance offers programs in three categories. Voices for Wildlife encourages advocacy. Conservation coalitions form partnerships with environmental organizations, businesses, educators, hunters, and trappers to promote wildlife health. And education and outreach programs, which include citizen science initiatives and the Wildlife Thursdays presentations.
It's an hour long. It's family friendly. We have a coloring station in the back for the kids. And a wildlife expert, be that a photographer or a scientist or someone who's involved in wildlife somewhere locally, will give an hour long presentation with some Q&A. And it's just a way for people to learn about the wildlife in their backyard.
Elsewhere in the state, the program is Wildlife Wednesdays, but that isn't going to fly in Soldotna in the summer, up against music in the park. So the programs will be held the second Thursday of the month.
We're also going to be looking into moose, bears, some mammals, but a whole array of topics. And we're also taking input from the community. So if there's a topic that you really want to learn more about, please let us know through our website.
That website is akwildlife.org. You can find the organization on Facebook as well, and you can find plenty more interesting-sounding critters in the wilderness near you.
This is a sound you also might hear. Anybody know what that is? Yeah. That's a wood frog. But I'm going to guess a lot of people would think that's some kind of a shorebird or something.
In Kenai, I'm Jenny Nyman.